for women. Listen to Mrs. Waite speak from her heart to your need. Pause a moment and care. Just for Women is an unusual broadcast for women in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Yvonne Waite deals biblically with the many issues facing women today. The Bible tells the older women to speak the things which become sound doctrine, and teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Listen now to Mrs. Waite speaking just for women.
Hi, girls. Here's Mrs. Waite again. We're talking about the secret to a happy home. And it's not what you think. It's not cleaning. It's not ironing. It's not keeping the children clean or making the beds. It's about marriage, your marriage. Let me give you a verse now in James 5:10. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. We're talking about investing the rest of our lives into our marriage. And how do we do that? You see, marriage is a growing organism. Yes, it is. I believe this, and I think if you think about it, you will too. It is a living marriage, is a living, growing entity. When a bride and groom start out their marriage, it is not a finished marriage product. Oh, no. It's only the seedling. It is a start. It is like a painter who gets out his canvas, brushes, and paints to begin his painting. He has a beautiful idea. The painting is not finished. It is just the first stroke of the brush. If all of us in our early married lives would realize this, we would avoid heartaches. Some women run to the divorce court before the marriage has gelled. Of course they are unhappy. Who isn't unhappy sometimes? Of course they are disappointed. Who hasn't been disappointed? That's being marriage. I want to tell you about a Corpus Christi, Texas neighbor that we had. When my husband was a Navy chaplain stationed at the Naval Air Station in Corpus Christi, Texas, we had an interesting neighbor. She often came over to visit me. Her husband was a pilot at the Naval Air Station there with the Marines. I always knew when she had a problem. How? She would bring her cigarette pack with her and settle down to talking and smoking. I remember one conversation we had. She told me how she and her husband got out of debt. They had purchased a new house and filled it with new furniture before they discovered how deep a hole they had dug into their pocketbook. They took the hard road out of debt. I admired them for that. They bought nothing unnecessary and did nothing extravagant like going out to eat or buying gifts, etc. for years. It was hard. It took determination. Now, let's talk about her second marriage. This woman was on her second marriage. She did not have a big complaint about her present husband, but she told me that she had, if she just hung on a little longer in her first marriage, she thought it could have worked out. She could have worked everything out with the first man. She discovered that marriage is marriage, with all of it that it entails, no matter who the husband was. He's no Prince Charming. A woman comes into marriage thinking she has married a Prince Charming. You know what I mean. Well, in fact, she has married a very immature, selfish, sexual being. A man comes into the marriage thinking she is the perfect Snow White with housekeeping skills, who will jump into bed with him day or night. Instead, he discovers a messy-haired monster who wants him to wash the dishes and daily cries her eyes out or screams and yells at him and wants time out from the bedroom. Marriage is work, work, work. Let me say that again. Marriage is work, work, work. And I can hear you say, "You're right, Mrs. Waite, it is work." Very soon, truth settles in, sometimes before the honeymoon is over, certainly within the first few months. Marriage is nothing but work, work, work. I'm not talking about scrubbing floors and changing diapers, although that's part of marriage. I'm not talking about discovering that the paycheck no longer goes for fun, 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 but for light bills and grocery bills and doctor bills. I'm talking about the blending of two personalities. Personalities very, very different from one another. Remember, they say opposites attract. Now, a wife is not a mother substitute. Never, never think that the perfect marriage is where the woman has no say where the woman is nothing but a blob of flesh, where the woman can't even buy a toothbrush without permission. Sad to say, there are husbands who have these demands. They are king, and there is no queen, just a wife, a sort of mother substitute. Now, a wife is a very special breed of cats. A wife is the person the man chose out of all the billions of women in the world to be his mate. A wife has dreams of what marriage is and is shocked when it isn't that way at all. At least it is not always perfect. Now, I want to talk about something. Pregnancy prior to marriage. It is very sad, and some marriages come to pass because of an unwanted pregnancy. Better not to marry the father of the child than to live 20, 30, 40, 50 years with a man who is forced to marry you. But if this be the case, make that marriage into a thing of beauty where love conquers the memory of the past and looks to the future fulfillment of togetherness. The woes of a dominating wife. Never, never think that the perfect marriage is where the husband is a yes man. Oh, no. Woe be to the woman who is a domineering wife, to the one who runs her husband like the washing machine or the dishwasher and bosses him around. In time, she'll pay for such disrespect. Never think that a good marriage is one where the husband turns all his week's wages over to his wife and has not a penny of spending money for his own use. Contrary, never think a good marriage is where the husband spends all the money and the wife has to beg for a nickel or two. Never think that a good marriage is one where the husband cannot put his feet on the footstool or leave a newspaper unfolded on the coffee table. I've known husbands who have leadership positions of authority at the job site, but at home become a mouse who wouldn't dare cross his missus. Ranks in marriage. There are scores of verses in the scriptures that tell the ranks in marriage. They tell that the husband is the leader, the head, and the wife is a responder in submission to that leadership. This stance of marriage leadership and wife submission makes for a good marriage. Not only does it make a good marriage, it makes for a scriptural marriage. It makes for a happy home. I did not say a perfect home, for there's no such animal. Now, I think I'll read this again. There are scores of verses in the scriptures that tell of the ranks in marriage. They tell that the husband is the leader, the head, and the wife is the responder in submission to that leadership. This stance of husband leadership and wife submission makes for a good marriage. Not only does it make a good marriage, it makes for a scriptural marriage. It makes for a happy home. We read in Ephesians 5:22-25, "Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it." Write that down and look it up when we're finished here. Ephesians 5:22-25. Now, we have the bullwhip philosophy. The bullwhip. You know, the bullwhips, crack, 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 the bullwhip. Many men read these verses wrong. They think they must get the bullwhip out and force the wife to be obedient. It's the "I said so, you do it" philosophy, or "you don't know what you're talking about" condemnation. To infer that his wife is a stupid idiot when she isn't hurts worse than a knife in the back. Time and time again, it has proven that this "I am the boss" attitude just doesn't work. It blasphemes the words of God. Because the Bible tells a husband that he is the head of his household, that husband may decide that he is always in command, like a captain of a ship in a hurricane storm. In time, he may realize that his frightening unreasonableness, unloving commands are hurting his oneness of marriage. Sometimes this realization comes too late. There is a time when the husband has to be very strong in command in emergencies. He's always strong in command, but gently, gently. I had two pastors' wives myself. This is very sad to me. Who left their husbands, and in so doing, the ministries were ruined, and the words of God were blasphemed. See Titus 2:5b. I must say that this divorcing by these Christian wives was wrong. Two wrongs do not make a right. If those women had come to me, I would have told them that what their duty to God was as far as being a wife to that husband, but they never did. Even if it's difficult, there is an order in Scripture. To be truthful, all they needed to know about being a scriptural wife in an unhappy marriage was and is found in the words of God. It takes patience, perseverance, and trust in the living God to be a good wife, even when the husband is not being the kind of husband he should be. Now, remember, weaker does not mean inferior. I can tell you of other wives who have left because of this very demanding attitude toward their weaker vessel. The weaker vessel is the wife. Weaker does not mean inferior. The Bible talks about how the husband is supposed to treat his wife as the weaker vessel, not the inferior vessel. Weaker does not mean inferior, but I fear that some husbands think so. More flies are caught by honey than vinegar. Why can't a man realize this before it is too late? A broken spirit heart. Let me illustrate. It is like the wind on a winter's day. When the wind blows icy temperatures against a woman's body, she pulls her coat closer to her side. She resists the wind. She runs to shelter as soon as she can. She never goes out the rest of the day. If a husband demands obedience with icy commands and snarling words, the wife retreats, draws herself away from him, and hides inside herself from his demanding ways. Oh, she may obey him to keep him quiet, but her heart is not obedient. Her spirit is being broken. Beware of a broken spirit. I remember very well being told of a wife who never disagreed with her husband, who was dutiful in all her wifely assignments. The husband, an up-and-coming professional, thought he had the perfect marriage. One day, after a few years of marriage, he came home to his perfect house and to his perfect wife, and she was gone, along with the perfect furniture. She had left him without a word. Without a word. She had been very unhappy in that perfect marriage. Oh, she never disagreed. She appeared happy, but the fact was she was desperately unhappy. So in time, this complying wife left. A husband is not a Marine drill sergeant. What does a man need from a woman? He needs an obedient heart. That is what the scripture teaches. A husband should not be a Marine drill sergeant. Some are. If the husband gives godly, kind, compassionate leadership, he will have an obedient wife in time. It is very difficult to be a godly husband when a wife is cantankerous and ugly. It is his job to love her. Anyhow, his pattern is Jesus Christ's love for his church. There is no greater example of love. Now we talked here about this perfect marriage. Let's review. Oh, it's time to go. I'm sorry. We'll review another time. Be sure to tune in. I'm under God's care. Are you?
You have been listening to Just for Women with Yvonne Waite, sponsored by the Bible for Today Baptist Church in Collingswood, New Jersey. We invite you to visit our church Sundays at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. If you need more information about our church, our broadcast, or our Savior, please call us toll-free 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Email bft@biblefortoday.org. The organist and pianist is Mr. Dick Carroll. Your announcer has been Dr. D.A. Waite, pastor of the Bible for Today Baptist Church. We invite all you ladies to join us next week, same time, same station, to hear Yvonne Waite and Just for Women.